The Successful Micropreneur podcast is sponsored by YMT Consultants, a microbusiness consulting firm.
Thank you for joining the Successful Micropreneur podcast. My name is Mary McCarthy, and I'm the owner of YMT Consultants and your host. As a microbusiness owner, we often run without planning. We have a lot on our plates, and we feel successful when we are able to check things off our to-do list. However, starting with a strategy can improve our efficiencies, define direction, and increase our opportunities. So to talk with us today about strategy is author, speaker, and coach Jennifer Milius. So Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary. I'm so excited to be here.
So please start us off by sharing a little bit about yourself.
Sure. As you said, I'm an author, speaker, and coach, and I love helping motivated professionals and entrepreneurs to go from questioning their next steps or doubting their abilities to transforming into that confident business leader that they are really meant to be.
So one of the ways you do that is to help people understand strategy?
Yes, definitely. By turning that idea into a reality really helps to bolster that confidence, because then you feel like you know where you're going.
So obviously the big question is, what is strategy? And then once we understand what it is, how do we actually develop it and use it?
Absolutely. And really, strategy is just a plan of action designed to help you achieve a goal or a major aim, really. And to best describe how to understand it and how to develop it, the way I think of that is, where do you want to be? What kind of vision do you have? What do you want to accomplish? And even understanding why you want to accomplish it. Both of those pieces really tie nicely to help you get that inspiration to want to put that effort into achieving that goal. And then how do you develop one? Start thinking through big pieces. What are the big, big milestones to help you get there? And sometimes it's really just looking at the first step and saying, I need to take this particular step, and then the next one will start to present itself.
So if we're talking about a big strategy, do you feel that most of our microbusiness owners actually start without creating one?
I think that's a great question. And I would say that maybe it very well could happen that way. It could be one of those things that they had an inkling that this was something they wanted to do, or this particular project would be cool to take on. And then they started realizing, oh my goodness, this can really go somewhere, or oh my goodness, this is bit bigger than I thought it was. And at that point, it's a great opportunity to say, okay, is there some pieces here that I can map out and look at to see what can I do to make this happen? Is there some sort of order that could help, or am I thinking through all the steps, or do I have enough to get started and then reevaluate and revisit it each time?
Okay. So I'm going to combine with what I heard you say with what I kind of said in the opening, where we're so busy that we just like checking things off rather than really planning. But I also heard what you said, where we also have to know, in order to plan big picture, what our vision is.
Yes.
Okay. So I think a lot of times, and you can tell me if you agree with this, the challenge for me when I think about people creating strategy is, we're just so excited to have our passion turned into an idea and somebody willing to buy it that we don't really think about being a $1 million or $10 million business. We just are thinking, wow, I just want to have a customer.
Very true. Very true. And that's actually something to be excited about, because that's a big step in a business. No matter where you started, every business started with that same idea of, oh, I have this idea that this thing I want to make happen. I'm excited about it. I want to see where it can go. And oh my goodness, I have this customer. I have this client. That's a big deal.
Somebody's willing to pay me for what I have. Yay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So if you're faced with somebody like that, how do you help them understand what strategy means to them and what it could actually help them do?
I would ask them leading questions, for instance. So you have this idea that you're excited about. Okay, how does this fit into your bigger picture? Do you have a bigger picture? What does this particular project that you're working on, do you have an idea of where this can go or what it could feel like? Are there multiple tenants, or is there just one particular track you're working on and you want to see where this can go and then build from there? And all of those pieces help to figure out the breadth and the depth of where a business or where a project could go.
Do you have any examples of companies that sat down and decided to start with strategy and how that helped them?
Well, I will tell you that when I was in my corporate career, I was a project manager, especially for bigger event trade show type activities, big employee recognition events. And I would think of the event with the end in mind. I wanted people, if they were going to come to a trade show event, for instance, we were going to deploy new tools, new direction within the company, and it was an opportunity to show top leadership what was coming down the pike. If they were going to leave their office and then they were going to go to this event, I wanted them to feel something, feel excited, feel a burning desire to take an action, and then when they got back to their office, willing to take an action. So for me, I thought about how I wanted them to feel and what I wanted them to do. And then I backed up from there and said, okay, what does this event need to be like in order to yield this type of result? And then kept backing up. So I was looking at the end and then backing up bigger steps to say, okay, well, now I at least have an idea of where I need to go find a footprint for the event, or I have an idea of how it needs to flow for those individuals, and would build from that standpoint. So it was always looking at the end in mind and then coming back to the beginning and then going back forward again, a lot of forward and back passes, if you will.
Okay. So it's kind of moving. It's part of strategy, if I'm hearing you correct, is kind of setting the plan, but it's also a little bit flexible and you kind of tweak it as you go along.
That's the way I work.
That's the way.
I definitely feel that way because you're getting more information. You're learning and you're seeing more pieces come into play, which gives you more information than you had when you first built the plan.
Well, and that is true. So this podcast is brought to you by Pathways Financial Credit Union. Pathways Financial Credit Union offers business loans with capital at a competitive interest rate and flexible term. Or for everyday expenses, experience the buying power of a Pathways Business Rewards MasterCard that gives you control of credit availability and cash flow. If you're interested, contact Pathways Business Development Manager Deanna Barzak at 614-416-7588, extension 1418 today. So we appreciate our advertisers and sponsors who make this podcast possible. So we are currently talking with Jennifer Milius. We're talking strategy. And Jennifer, I had just asked you a question about, did you have an example? And I'm going to share with you, because anyone that listens to my podcast knows I love Audible. It allows me to listen to a lot of really great books while I'm traveling because I'm in the car so often. There was a book, To Pixar and Beyond, and it was by Lawrence Levy. And it was about a gentleman that came into Pixar before it was sold to Disney and looked at it and said, my job is to really make sure that this company grows. And he looked at the four different revenue streams that they had and he analyzed each one to see, is it a profit center? Should they keep it? Should they get rid of it? What direction should the company go in? And he reported to Steve Jobs, and it was very interesting because he started with strategy of, I've got a plan, let me do my research, and then let me develop the plan, and then let me implement with a team. It wasn't just him, but let him implement to really accomplish the big picture vision for Pixar. And ultimately, they were acquired by Disney. I thought it was a fascinating book and probably the best one that I ever listened to in terms of understanding how somebody developed and implemented a strategy.
I love learning new books, so I've jotted that one down. I've read one in a similar vein called Creativity, Inc. by Ed Catmull. So it talked about a creative style of leadership, but you could hear a strategy in there of wanting to protect the culture. And that's also a facet of strategy. It's really, to your point, it could be revenue. It could be what kind of culture do you want in your organization? Mm-hmm. What project do you want to have? And it could be something simple as even drilling down to say, I know what this very big picture ultimately is, or it has big, big pieces that I want to do. But for instance, using Pixar, each movie, each animation had its own plan, its own strategy in a sense to it. They had an idea of what, you know, for Toy Story, the toys have feelings. For Inside Out, the emotions had feelings. So they had their own strategy of sorts as to what they were going after and why they wanted to go after it. Now, granted, it changed. It morphed probably as the storyboards came alive.
Right.
But their storyboards are our forms of plans in a way.
Well, and I agree with you. I love listening to books, so I just jotted down the one that you said. But it's interesting because an article I read not too long ago in Entrepreneur Magazine talked about not only having a strategy, but then determining the proper sequence for implementation. I had never heard that before. Had you?
Yes, in the sense that sequence can help because, obviously, the clearer you are in your order or the an idea that you have in the order, it will help minimize your rework. It will help enable you to line up long lead pieces or give you further ahead milestones. But sometimes we don't know all of those pieces. Sometimes we feel like we know just what is almost a stretch out in front of us. That's okay. At least you know that part. Work through that, and then more will come as you continue to come back and revisit and refine. And to your point to Pixar and beyond, the research that can go back in. It could be, okay, we're coming up where I'm not really sure where I know what we're trying to achieve ultimately, but I need some more information. That's go research. That is a great step to also have to count it because it's part of the development of building what you're trying to achieve.
Well, and again, research is something I talk about a lot, Jennifer, and we can't skip that step. If we don't know the information, we should see what we can do to track it down. Sometimes we just have to make an assumption and then just watch and see whether or not it's coming correct or not and whether or not we have to adjust. But the more information you have, the easier it is to develop a strategy and implement it.
Absolutely. And it's also an opportunity to see where can you bring in help? Because sometimes it's researching of looking at tools and looking at for information, and sometimes it's looking at who can I bring in as a contractor, who can I hire to help me in this particular part to exploit myself as a constraint and do this to research this for me, or you're a subject matter expert in this particular field or this particular part, and I need some help with this. I need to bring somebody on board to help me to move this forward.
Absolutely, especially as you know, micropreneurs, which are less than 20 employees, and that includes a solopreneur, we may not really have a team. So we can utilize other people in developing our strategy.
Yes, absolutely. And, I mean, to me, I've heard it said before, the BHAGs, Big, Hairy, Audacious Goals. Those are the kind of goals that make it really scary. They feel like, oh my goodness, what have I gotten myself into? But those are the very same type of goals that you want to be working with other people in some way, asking for help, bringing on a contractor, you know, hiring someone part-time, even full-time if you're able to help you to drive that vision forward. Because when it's that big, when it's as strong, when it's a big piece like that, you are going to need extra help to get there. And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Well, I will share that we had a guest on this show a little while back, and she stated when she's launched her business, she said, I just knew I was going to be a $1 million business. And currently she's a $9 million business. So she started with the attitude of, I'm going to succeed. What is the plan that I need, the strategy I need? And then she just went and made it happen. She didn't think, I just want to pay my bills or I hope I can get a client. She started from the big picture of, I'm going to be a $1 million business and I need to develop the right strategy and plan to get there. So I love her story, and I think all of us as micropreneurs should really be willing to have the BHAG and think big.
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
So if you had, we have one more minute left, so if you had one piece of advice for a listening audience, what would it be?
It would be to stay positive and be mindful of your mindset, because no matter how big that strategy or vision or goal is, you have to truly believe that you can make that happen. When you believe that you will see possibilities and you will see solutions and you will find a way.
Okay. So I like that piece of advice. So everybody that's listening, let's be positive and just know that we are going to be very successful in our businesses. So I'd like to thank Jennifer for joining us today. Her contact information will be posted along with this podcast on our website, thesuccessfulmicropreneur.com. Thank you for listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher, like us on Facebook, and share our podcast link with all of your micro business owner friends. Remember, we welcome your feedback and look forward to hearing your thoughts on our podcast, any ideas or stories you would love to share. So please continue to reach out to us. So again, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. My name is Mary McCarthy, owner of YMT Consultants. Where starting a business is tough and failing in business is unnecessary.
The Successful Micropreneur Podcast is supported by YMT Consultants. Too often as micro business owners, we struggle with paying our bills, hiring employees, and even paying ourselves. YMT Consultants assists you in overcoming the challenges of business ownership. In fact, we guarantee growth results by partnering with you, holding you accountable, and growing you as a leader. If you or someone you know is struggling, stop and give us a call today at 614-602-6530.